Great. Thanks for that. Probably could have been useful maybe to talk for 5 or 10 minutes, right?
5 or 10 hours. Therapy.
Yeah. So I want to just invite, we have a little bit of time before we finish, just to give some time for anyone who wants to share anything related particularly to the integration in daily life, or it could be anything that is left over or that wants to be said, a question, reflection, comment, something that you just saw in that dialogue with the partner. Please, Hannah, Mary.
I think one of the things that I'm going to take away that's going to really help is, and you said this before, but to really look at the situation and see what level it is,
yeah,
and whether or not I'm balanced.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll think I should just jump in.
Yeah.
And then you have that the judgmental mind, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I have found myself the last, I said 3 nights this week, automatically doing meta, going to sleep because I have had something that was difficult, and I thought, no, this is not the time to deal with it. But I realized that, you know, maybe even during the day, if I'm feeling out of balance with it, it's not the time to deal with it either.
Right.
You know, and to give myself permission to go to walk, go do something, and when I'm feeling centered again, then come back and maybe investigate it further.
That's
so
right.
I got permission from you, so thank you.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, it relates to also a lot of the teachings. Again, we haven't gone in so much to the interpersonal or social dimension of being with difficult emotions, a little bit in relation to fear. But if we look at the guidelines for skillful speech, as we've sometimes done here on Sundays, we can remember that having good timing is one of the 4 guidelines given by the Buddha for skillful speech. You can be totally prepared in all sorts of ways. It can be the wrong time, and it's not a good idea. And I like the idea of the Buddha going around just saying, hey, how's your timing? How's your timing? Right? Is it a good time? Right? So it's really fundamental, and we have to remember that other people will pressure us at times, right? And we have to really have that integrity of knowing what is right here. Is it the right time? Is this too intense? Do I feel an inner pressure, but I'm actually not settled? So, great point. Yeah, thank you. We're here and then up front.
I want to take something away that is not quite off topic, but a flip side of the topic, and that was because I had some very nice sits, almost accidentally. I want to spend some more time noticing pleasant states of mind and pleasant emotions.
Yeah, great point. Noticing the pleasant states, you know, if you look to the 3rd foundation instructions given by the Buddha, there is a lot of emphasis. The first guidance is to notice greed, hatred, and delusion. The second guidance is to notice the absence of greed, hatred, and delusion. In other words, to tune in when things are actually pretty balanced or pleasant or equanimous. And we tend to, kind of as a species, tend to be looking out for the problem.
Right?
And so actually tuning in when things are pleasant or when there's joy or when there's just balance can be very, very skillful. It wasn't so much the theme here. It could be. If we were focusing actually on the text, we would go there. Yeah. Thank you. And then up front, too. Yeah.
Well, I just basically wanted to say thank you because this is just such an ongoing piece of work.
Yeah.
And it was so appropriate for me this week. And what I'm going to be practicing from this moment on, with hopefully people reminding me, is to just wake up to the knot that I'm creating in my head.
Right.
And then just, you know, I want to be free of it and just do a little compassion practice.
Beautiful. Great combination.
Thank you.
Thank you. Up front. Yeah.
because I need visual cues.
Yeah.
And years ago, Philip suggested we put like a little post-it note somewhere that said, cultivate calm, set intention. And
yeah.
I had that right by my light for when I wake
yeah.
up in the morning.
Yeah.
And over the years, I put, like, you know, in the mm-hmm. on a big cabinet, in a tall cabinet in my kitchen, there's
yeah.
a picture of the Dalai Lama, so he's like looking down on me. And,
yeah.
You know, Buddha in the garden. So that when I look around, I, you know, I go through my whole day just, and I go, oh yeah, that's what I'm about.
Yeah.
So to have these, you know, I have a little Buddha in my car that when it's really bad sometimes I'm just clutching that little Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have to find ways that work for us that kind of bring us back to center. Yeah, for some it will be visual, like having, I mean, artwork is partly has that intention. Beautiful art or some image, or for some of us it could be to sing or to chant, or I do a practice several times a day, which is a Tibetan style practice where I have the image of a teacher, a great teacher who's no longer with us in his original form. And I do a Tibetan style practice where I imagine this one above my head and then stay with that image for a while and have it go into light and then enter into my being, right? And something just is very reassuring and stabilizing when that happens, you know? And it's going to be different for, you know, we're each going to find some version of that, or, you know, the image or the post-it or, you know, just something. And it's going to, you know, each of these will work for some and not for others, right? So to find that is great. And visual images can be very good, or, you know, something on the refrigerator, mm-hmm. right?
I will often do just parts of the metta chant in my head throughout the day. It just
yeah.
comes in, and it's so lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Great addition. Thank you. Great. So just want to finish. Can you, you know what? It's almost 4:30. It went pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or I mean, it's, I wasn't thinking of time. It just was more like a flow, maybe. That's what it is like often in these situations. So, but I want to honor our beginning and ending time. Thank you in advance for support for the rental and for the Donna. And let's just finish by each really inviting one intention with which you finish today. One intention to bring into your everyday life. And then see if you can put that in one word. And then I'll invite those who wish to say that word out loud, just that one word. You can just do it kind of popcorn style.
Freedom, compassion,
peace,
compassion,
empathy. Intention stated publicly gaining more power. It's true. So may these intentions guide us. May they bear fruit. And may our practice and our day be of great benefit to us, to those in our circle, and those beyond our circles, ultimately to all beings. So again, thank you for the fullness and sincerity of your practice, and for thanks to all the organizers. For many of you, how many had some hand in helping to organize today or be here to set up? There's a lot of people. And thanks to everyone, and for many of us, we'll see you tomorrow night and continue. So thanks again. both an ending and to be continued.